Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hi, this is Ashley Meyer with Prevent Connect, and today I'm here to talk about Building Healthy Futures 2013 training, promoting sexual health among youth, tools for preventing sexual violence and healing from trauma, offered in Richmond, Virginia, October 2nd through 3rd, by the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance. I'm really thrilled today to have three guests. First, I have Liz Cascone, who's from the Action Alliance. Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. And then we also have the two trainers for this training. We have Allison Bellavance, who is the Senior Director of Education and Training at Planned Parenthood Keystone. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Ashley. Thanks so much for having me today.
You're welcome. We also have Steve Brown, who is a psychologist and director of the Traumatic Stress Institute of Klingberg Family Centers.
Hi, Ashley. I'm delighted to be here.
Liz, can you tell us more about this training?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I think it's a priority for the Action Alliance to continue to talk about the relationship between sexual violence prevention and having, you know, comprehensive education about healthy sexuality. I believe these two issues impact each other. So we want to understand how healthy sexuality contributes to a range of protective factors for youth and how that understanding can have an impact on reducing perpetration of sexual violence, and also understand the long-term risk that trauma has on our ability to experience a healthy sense of sexuality. So, for example, you know, if we all learned accurate information about our bodies and to be more comfortable with our bodies, or if we learned how to experience emotional closeness with another human being and be able to have that returned, or if we learned about the range of sexual orientations and gender identities and the myths that contribute to what it means to be masculine and or feminine, how might that change a person's apathy or disregard for consent? So those are the issues we're really struggling with and the issues we're interested in exploring and what that would mean for sexual violence prevention programming.
One thing that I love about what you just said is you're talking about protective factors. I've had a lot of conversations with prevention folks about the fact that, you know, we talk so much about risk factors, but what about the positive? What about those protective factors? And that's a place where I think promoting healthy sexuality really has a role.
Yeah, and I think that we know very little about protective factors that impact sexual violence perpetration. And so the more we can sort of understand it and dialogue about it, and I think sort of broaden our conversation about sexuality in general and how these two issues are connected will really help us understand what we need to do in our prevention programming and systems change to have an impact.
Absolutely. And Allison, you have many years of experience doing sexual health promotion work. So what are your thoughts on sexual health and how that can contribute to sexual violence prevention?
First of all, I just want to share that I'm beyond thrilled that the sexual violence prevention movement has done such thoughtful work in this area. As a sexual health educator, I see on a daily basis when I'm working with youth, adults, whatever the population, I see the need for information. And I see how some of that sexual health information can be a protective factor, that understanding what consent looks like, being able to articulate when you're comfortable, when you're uncomfortable with something, feeling empowered in your own body are really important protective factors for both perpetration and victimization when we talk about sexual violence. So I'm just thrilled to be involved in this. And I also think in the work that I've done so far with sexual violence prevention folks, I've seen that people are really hungry for this information, that maybe people have this incredible knowledge base and years of experience very focused on the sexual violence piece of it without the kind of foundational and background pieces around, okay, we know what sexual violence looks like. We know what we want people to never have to face and never have to go through, but what does the other side look like? What does the healthy piece look like? How do we help people build that into their lives and build skills around that?
So what are you anticipating that you'll be talking about during the training?
We absolutely want to give people some foundational work around healthy sexuality. They're going to be looking a little bit about where their own messaging around sexuality came from as a young person. What were the positive messages? What were the negative? Where did they come from? We're going to be looking at models of more holistic sexuality, like the circles of sexuality. And then I think as we go throughout the day, you know, Steve's going to focus more in on the trauma piece of it and how that impacts youth in particular. And then on day two, we're going to be talking a lot more specifically about the connection to prevention. So I think through that structure, we're hoping to kind of give folks a real foundation and some work around what is healthy sexuality and building that comfort, to look at how trauma impacts that, and then moving into kind of now what? How do we take this and put this into practice?
And Steve, you have a lot of expertise about trauma and traumatic stress. I'm curious with how that is going to be incorporated into the prevention pieces of this training.
My experience is really working on a micro level with survivors of trauma, but I also have a background of really working in the sexuality education field and on healthy sexuality, and I'm also delighted that kind of the Alliance is melding those two worlds in this training. And so, you know, when you think about the impact of trauma on the trajectory of development for kids and youth, you see the, you know, the wide range of impacts as well as the impacts on their sexual lives. And so I think understanding that, having a sensitivity to kind of what kind of behaviors and symptoms, and particularly symptoms related to sexual behavior, kind of helps you fill out the picture. And I think, you know, having people in the audience understand the impact of that background helps them be better prevention specialists.
Right. I think that is such a great point. Sometimes I hear from people who do prevention exclusively, whether it's at the state level or the local level within the movement, they think, oh, well, trauma is important, but that's, you know, that's not my role. That's not the issue I deal with. But it really is something that we absolutely need to consider when we're doing our prevention work.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. When you're trying to untangle what are the contributing factors to kind of violence happening, understanding how histories of trauma play out in both the kind of perpetration and victimization side, I think is critical to that.
This sounds like it's just going to be a wonderful training. Again, it's October 2nd through 3rd in Richmond, Virginia, and it's called Promoting Sexual Health Among Youth, Tools for Preventing Sexual Violence and Healing from Trauma. So, Liz, where can people go to learn more about the training?
Folks who are interested in attending the training can just go to our website, which is www.vsdvalliance.org. And they can find all the information about this training and register online. And we're really looking forward to having a nice, diverse group of folks in the room to sort of learn about this and learn from each other as we continue to talk about how does healthy sexuality and sexual violence prevention relate to each other.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I've been talking to Liz Capstone, Allison Bellavance, and Steve Brown. And again, the training is October 2nd through 3rd in Richmond, Virginia, and we will be putting up a link to the training with this podcast. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you,
Ashley. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission, or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.